This is WRAL News, your number one source for local news.
Now at 4:30, a live look at NC State's campus, where in a few hours, some students will make the transition back to on-campus housing. The university's approach to fighting COVID-19.
And we did see a little bit of rain overnight last night. Here's a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. We'll talk about when that rain moves out and how the rest of the day will look coming up.
Washington, D.C. is on lockdown. National Guard troops from North Carolina and all across the country are on high alert. The plan set in place to help secure next week's inauguration. Lots going on in D.C. and in our area on this Thursday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us on this Thursday morning. We're in a stretch of drier weather. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look at a little something on the radar right now.
That's right. We had a weak little disturbance swing through overnight last night, and it's almost out of here. Let's zoom in on Johnston and Wayne counties, and you can see just a little bit of light rain still lingering, especially around Goldsboro. We give it another hour, and it's gone. It's not going to be a big player in our morning commute or really in our day today at all. Take a look at Futurecast here at 4:30, watching those clouds moving on out. By 6 a.m., a little bit of cloud cover still in our eastern counties, but the rain is over, so not something that's going to have a major impact for your commute. Our temperatures are warmer this morning, certainly than they were yesterday. So everything has been liquid out there. 36 in Roxboro, 37 South Hill, 43 in Goldsboro, Durham, and Raleigh. It's 42 degrees right now in Southern Pines. Should be a beautiful afternoon, actually. By lunchtime, temperatures will be into the low 50s. We'll climb to nearly 60 this afternoon under mostly sunny skies.
NC State is reporting a COVID-19 cluster just days before the spring semester begins. It's the second cluster reported at a local university this week. Students are slowly coming back to campus to start a semester when our state is at the peak of the virus. WRAL's Casey Cunningham joins us live from NC State this morning. And Casey, some of the students will start coming back today and walking right into that existing cluster.
And before they get back, Jeff, they're going to need to have a COVID test and proof of that COVID test before moving back here to campus. And students who live in the Greek Village can move back starting today. They're one of the groups that will be required to get tested weekly after a high number of clusters here last semester. So around 11 o'clock last night, the university reported a COVID-19 cluster. We don't have a lot of information other than it involved athletics. So at the end of summer, one sorority house had 28 cases. In August, there were other Greek life houses that had multiple clusters. Students were sent home early last spring as the number of cases continued to rise. And now university officials say they do have a plan in place to protect the pack. Any student returning back to campus or planning on living within a mile of campus has to have proof of that negative COVID test. So all on-campus students can come back on Saturday, and then online and in-person classes start on Tuesday. So we'll continue to follow this closely. Casey Cunningham, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
UNC Chapel Hill says 7 people have tested positive for COVID. The cases were caught during evaluation testing. They involve students who stayed on campus in Carmichael Residence Hall over the break. The university says the residence hall was deep cleaned in addition to the already strict cleaning protocols in place. The students who tested positive are now in isolation. University officials tell us they're working with Orange County Health Department to identify any other potential exposures.
We do need to reevaluate our plan and truly look at whether or not the quality of education that we think we're getting in person, is it truly worth the risk of everyone's safety and health?
So far, more than 1,400 students have move-in appointments scheduled through the weekend. The university says classes will begin on Tuesday as planned. Those who live in the Carmichael but are not close contacts are being tested as a precaution.
Today, we are anticipating higher than normal COVID numbers. State health officials reported a technical issue in pulling some of the data. They were lower yesterday, expecting higher today. Here's where we stand right now. 3,951 people are in hospitals across the state. We learned of 107 new deaths. It's on the higher end, but not a record. And the state reported 5,098 new cases. This comes as the U.S. surpasses 23 million cases. January 20th was the day many Wake County families were looking forward to, the start of the second semester and the day the students would be coming back inside for some in-person learning. At a school board meeting today, district leaders will look at extending online learning through mid-February. It is all in response to rising COVID numbers in our state. Board members say they are really paying attention to the data as parents anxiously await that decision.
This morning, Washington, D.C., which is under a heightened state of alert, looks like an armed camp. 200 members of the North Carolina National Guard will be part of the biggest National Guard deployment in Washington history leading up to the inauguration. WRL's Brett Neese joins us live from our state's capital with this story.
Hey, Renee, good morning. And not only is the nation's capital on high alert, but so are state and local law enforcement following an FBI bulletin. And they warned of possible protests near state capitals across the country. In response, Governor Cooper mobilized hundreds of North Carolina National Guardsmen. 350 are ready to respond right here at home if needed, while another 200 will be in D.C. to help there. Take a look at this video on your screen. You can see the Capitol building is heavily guarded. Thousands of guardsmen are in D.C. Some have had to sleep inside the Capitol. You'll see that right there. They are here in an effort to avoid a repeat of last week's deadly riot in D.C. Right now, there are more troops on Capitol Hill than the current number of troops serving in Iraq and Afghanistan combined, and more are on the way. By next week, 20,000 guardsmen will be in place. Live in Raleigh, Brett, WRL News.
For the second time in just over a year, the House delivered President Donald Trump a historic rebuke, now making him the first president ever to be impeached twice. The question now is whether he'll become the first president to be convicted by the Senate and removed from office. Senate leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will not be holding a trial until President Trump is already out of office. 10 Republicans broke from party ranks to join Democrats voting in favor of impeachment. They accused President Trump of incitement of insurrection for his role in the violent riot at the U.S. Capitol.
We are debating this historic measure at an actual crime scene, and we wouldn't be here if it weren't for the President of the United States.
I cannot think of a more petty, vindictive, and gratuitous act than to impeach an already defeated president a week before he is to leave office.
Following the impeachment vote, the president released his most extended comments on the siege and his most forceful condemnation yet. There was no mention of his impeachment in this taped message.
We're also hearing from President-elect Joe Biden. In a statement last night, he condemned the violence and the president's role in it, while saying he hopes the Senate can balance an impeachment trial with the other urgent business of this nation. It is 4:37. The Fayetteville Market House is once again the center of controversy. Why some people say the removal of a Black Lives Matter mural could not have come at a worse time. And the Carolina Hurricanes will be back on the ice tonight. What the team says it has in store for the season.
Like WRAL and get major news updates on Facebook. The most experienced team of meteorologists. This is WRAL Weather.
4:40, just a tiny bit of rain left. I mean, it wasn't much. I didn't even see any wet roads out there when I came in this morning, and most of us won't. We still have a little light shower there moving across Wayne County, out of Johnston County, and on out of the viewing area. Once it passes us by, we're going to see a nice day, actually. Take a look at Goldsboro. It looks a little bit damp, but it certainly doesn't look like we have much rain falling there right now, even though it's showing up on radar. Our temperatures are mostly in the 40s right now. It is 35 in Roanoke Rapids, but 43 in Durham. Rocky Mount, Wilson is 43 in Fayetteville right now. So definitely a warmer start than yesterday. So there was no frost that you have to scrape off your windshield. It was a bit frosty yesterday and the day before, but our temperatures are warmer this morning. As we head through the afternoon, expect it to be nice. We'll see a good day for walking.
Micaiah Thurman here in the Live Center. It happened again. No ticket matched the last night's drawing for the Powerball. But there were some winners. I want to first show you the numbers just in case you're still waking up and checking this morning. But here on the website, what you'll see is that $100,000 number. One person got it. So they will walk away with $100,000, a resident here in North Carolina. So now the jackpot being pushed to $640 million for this weekend's drawing. This is certainly a big deal. Of course, the Mega Millions also holding a jackpot over $600 million. This is your chance to change your life. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Micaiah. Carolina Hurricanes back in action tonight. They are dropping the puck on the NHL season on the road at Detroit. And we spoke to Hurricanes defenseman Hayden Fleury, who had some bold words telling fans he can expect the team to make a deep run in the Stanley Cup playoffs this year.
Now we're kind of at the point where, you know, we feel that we should be contending for the Stanley Cup, and anything short of that just isn't good enough.
There you go. Love to hear it. Canes take on the Detroit Red Wings tonight on the road. Puck drops 7:30.
4:42. Gun stores across the Triangle are running low on supplies amid social turmoil. Coming up, the county that's seen the biggest jump in permits in the last year.
President-elect Joe Biden's commute to his inauguration just got a little more difficult. Why he won't be taking the short trip from Delaware to Washington by train next Wednesday. President-elect Joe Biden will no longer be taking an Amtrak train to next week's inaugural ceremony. Biden had planned on taking the 90-minute train ride from Wilmington, Delaware to Washington, but sources tell CNN there were security concerns about Biden's arrival at Union Station. It's just blocks away from the U.S. Capitol. The sudden change comes amid dramatically heightened security surrounding the inauguration.
Federal prosecutors in New York charged a man they say made threatening statements about killing Senator-elect Raphael Warnock. Edward Florea was arrested on a weapons-related charge. Authorities found thousands of rounds of ammunition and combat knives inside his Brooklyn home. Federal agents say the comments were posted on social media around the time of the riot at the Capitol.
Well, in a year plagued by a pandemic, divisiveness, and riots, thousands upon thousands of guns were bought in the Triangle. Wake County is seeing the highest surge in gun permits, with nearly a 374% increase from 2019. In Wake County alone, more than nearly 58,000 pistol purchase permits were issued. It's more requests than the prior 3 years combined. Wake County Sheriff Gerald Baker tells us he keeps the sheriff's office open late 3 nights a week to keep up with that demand.
We had brought in additional staffing to continue to try to meet the need. So it all boiled down to, in my opinion, you know, the fear that many people had come to feeling like, you know, they needed those permits to purchase weapons, and they were wanting them right away.
And his message to those in the county who may want them right away: stay patient, as the typical 14-day wait period might be longer during this time due to the number of requests.
New numbers from Durham police show nearly 90% of the shooting incidents last year in the Bull City remain unsolved. WRAL requested that data from the department. In the numbers, we found more shootings and more people shot in 2020 than in any of the previous 4 years. Police responded to 966 shootings in 2020. 318 people were shot. That number is up 68% in just 1 year. Police tell us just 11% of the nearly 1,000 shootings have been solved. Homicides largely held steady, dropping one case to 38, and just one in three of those has been solved. Fayetteville's mayor admits it might not have been the best time to remove murals from the outside of the Market House. Earlier this week, crews started removing Black Lives Matter and End Racism Now from around the base. The city agreed to put those words there in the wake of George Floyd's death. The move and the timing of it all upset some people who live there.
Just for the simple fact that Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday is coming, Black History Month is coming, I feel like they could have timed it a little bit better if they were going to try to remove it or replace it with anything else.
Mayor Mitch Colvin says the city is looking for a safer and more appropriate place away from traffic to support the Black Lives Matter movement.
Makaya Thurman here in the Live Center. We're monitoring a real problem unraveling right now. So the WHO sent a team of 10 different scientists to investigate the origin of the pandemic of COVID-19 in Wuhan. However, they landed in Singapore and two of them have tested positive. Take a look at this tweet being posted just within the last hour. They say two scientists are in Singapore completing tests for COVID-19. All team members had multiple negative tests and antibody tests in their home countries prior to traveling. Then it says they were tested again in Singapore and were all negative, but two members tested positive for antibodies. They're being retested for both IgM and IgG antibodies. This is critically important because Singapore will not let them enter into Wuhan if they are positive for those antibodies. We'll continue to monitor this here in the Live Center. Back to you.
Thanks, Micaiah. There's also new information about another COVID-19 vaccine in the works. Johnson & Johnson says early stage trials show its candidate creates an immune response in nearly all volunteers after just one dose, and there are minimal side effects. The phase 3 trial will determine how well it protects people from the coronavirus. The photo departments inside all Costco stores are set to close permanently next month, citing a dramatic decline in people printing photos. Instead, customers can order prints and other photo products at the Costco Photo Center website. The orders will then be delivered to their homes or businesses. The photo departments will officially close on Valentine's Day.
COVID may make it harder to grab a box of Thin Mints this year with people limiting their time away from home, but the Girl Scouts have you covered. The organization has launched a special app that helps you locate your nearest cookie booth. No more hoping the Scouts are outside your favorite store. You'll know exactly where they will be stationed and when. They're making it so convenient for us to get those cookies. Ah, thinking about it now, it's not too early, is it? Elizabeth Gardner, I would eat those for breakfast for sure.
Dreaming of Thin Mints, I mean, you know, we got a little green here, a little brown here on the map. I mean, you know, it's never too early, ever, ever, ever. Our rain is moving out. As a matter of fact, it's almost completely out of here. We had just a quick little disturbance come through. A lot of that evaporating before it's reaching the ground. I had a hard time finding any of our cameras, even in Goldsboro, seeing any wet conditions out there. This rain rolled through Andrew, but you can see here, it looks completely dry. So again, a lot of that evaporating before it reaches the ground. So really a system that's not going to bring us any impact at all. Now, this one, not the case. This is going to bring us some rain, and the timeline of this one has sped up a good bit, so we'll follow along. First of all, let's take a look at today, and you can see very quickly the rain that was over Goldsboro sliding off to the east. We'll see increasing sunshine. Should be a really pretty day for today. There's lunchtime, and we move it on through the afternoon with completely clear skies. High temperatures will climb into the mid-50s to nearly 60 degrees, so a pretty day ahead. Then we'll jump on ahead and take a look at Friday. We'll start to see the clouds thickening up a little bit and the rain moving in just a little bit faster. Let's jump ahead here. Here's the front. And by the time we get to 8 a.m. on Friday, the front is moving into the mountains, and it will be a dry commute for tomorrow in the morning, but not a dry evening commute. By the time we get to early afternoon, we're beginning to see some rain in the western part of our viewing area. It rolls through during the afternoon, and then after midnight, it's out of here for the most part. We do have another little weak disturbance that comes in behind it. It's going to bring some snow to the mountains on Saturday, and we may see just a little piece of that energy swinging through around the middle of the day on Saturday to bring us a little sprinkle or a flurry. Nothing that is going to bring us any accumulation, but we will see some colder temperatures. Nice and mild for today and tomorrow, but behind that front, we really see those temperatures dropping pretty dramatically. So a cold blast for us on Saturday, Sunday, Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and even beyond, looking rather chilly. So enjoy today at almost 60 degrees. Tomorrow in the afternoon, the rain rolls in. Temperatures will be in the mid-50s. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're back into the upper 40s. It will be dry. We're going to see sunshine in the afternoon. And then again on Sunday, we'll take a look at the forecast. Look at that cold morning on Sunday at 28. It's going to be a decent day. I don't want to say pleasant. I mean, we'll see a high 49, so it will be chilly for Monday for the holiday. And then after that, we have a little bit of a warm-up in our forecast, some drier conditions and temperatures in the mid-50s. This is a big skiing weekend. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the snow headed for the mountains on Saturday and the skiing forecast.
Thank you, Elizabeth. With COVID-19 restrictions still in place, a lot of people are still venturing outside. Coming up, the impact it is having on our national parks.
And a heavy storm sweeps through the Northwest, causing a landslide. A family describes the moments they were forced from their sleep.